And now Sian will bring us our reading. Please do take a seat.
The reading this morning comes from Hebrews 9, verses 22 to 28. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. It was necessary then for copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these sacrifices, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Jesus did not enter a man-made sanctuary that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in the presence of God. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood that is not his own. Then Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But now he has appeared once for all at the end of ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. This is the word of the Lord.
If I can invite our children to come forward, if they want to come and get a closer view of what's happening at the front here. And if the rest of us could keep that passage open, Hebrews chapter 9. Let me pray for us as we look at God's word together. Father in heaven, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who caused it to be written. And we pray that your Spirit would be at work in our hearts, helping us to understand it. Help us to see more about who Jesus is and why he came. In his name we pray. Amen. So again, Hebrews chapter 9, page 1206, if you're following in the church Bibles. I wonder, do you ever make models of things? Do you ever make models of things, maybe out of Lego? Yeah, what do you make a model out of?
I have put something at home that's made out of metal, but I've never made it, but I do play with Lego too.
What's it going to be? What are you going to make it into?
I made a car.
A car? It's a model car, yes. Reuben?
Metal catapult.
A metal catapult. Any grown-ups out there? Do you ever make models of things? Yes, Jenny?
Houses, flowers,
poultry. Wow, amazing. Lots of models of things. Catherine and I were working on a model of something. We were working on this. We started it last Christmas, not the Christmas just gone, the Christmas before, and we got quite far, and then we kind of stalled, and it just needs a bit of finishing off. It needs a bit more rigging on it. Can anyone tell me what this is? Anyone know? Yes, Daniel? It is a boat. Do you know which boat it is? It's a special one. No. I know you know, Catherine. Yeah, go on.
A sailboat?
It is a sailboat. Anyone back there? Can anyone tell me what boat this is a model of? Okay, Captain, tell everyone what it's a model of.
It's the HMS Victory Nelson's flagship.
The HMS Victory Nelson's flagship. Can we have the first slide, please? There we go. And there it is in Portsmouth. So a model helps you to see what something is like. It helps you to understand how something works. I wonder, do you ever find it hard to understand why Jesus died on the cross? Is that something you ever find hard to understand? Do you ever find that hard to understand why Jesus died on the cross? Well, the good news is God has given us a model to help us to understand why Jesus died on the cross. And in the Old Testament, the older part of the Bible, there's this description of a tent and how to make it and what to make it out of and all the furniture that's meant to be in that tent. And that is a model that is meant to help us to understand why Jesus came and why he died on the cross. God gave us this model to help us to understand why Jesus died on the cross. So what does it teach us? We've been looking at the book of Hebrews, and the big point of the book of Hebrews is that the people that it's written to are in danger of leaving Jesus behind and going back to worshipping God the way that they used to. And so the writer of this book is showing them how amazing Jesus is so that they won't leave him and so that they won't go back to worshipping God the way that they're used to. And we're going to see another reason why Jesus is so amazing this morning. We're going to think about the tent that God's people had in the Old Testament. We're going to think about what that teaches us about Jesus. And then we're going to think about what that means for us. So let's think about this tent that God told his people to make back in the past. God told his people to make a tent, and that was how they were to worship him, in that tent. And when the people left Egypt, when they were slaves and they went into the wilderness and they wandered through the wilderness, there was the tent in the middle of the camp. And when they moved, the tent moved with them. It showed that God was with them when they travelled. And this tent had some furniture. Okay, so it had two parts. It had an outer room and an inner room. And in the outer room, there was some furniture. And so there was a golden lampstand. And then there was a table. I don't know if you can all see the table, but there was a table. And it had bread on it. 12 loaves of bread for the 12 tribes of Israel. And that all had meaning, and the writer to the Hebrew says that has meaning, but he's not going to tell us in detail what that means. And then there's a curtain dividing the outer room from the inner room. And on the inner room, there was something called the Ark of the Covenant, a big box, and in it, there were the Ten Commandments that God gave Moses, and big angels called cherubim, which were like God's throne. And there were people who served in that tent. Most of the people couldn't go into that tent. So most of the people were like the grown-ups out there. They had to stay outside. And then there were the priests, and they were allowed in, and they served God. They did their duties in the first room, the outside room of this tent. That's where you are. But then only one person could go into the inside room, and that was the high priest. And he could go in just once a year, and then that was it. And when he went in, he had to kill an animal and take the blood of the animal in. He had to offer an animal sacrifice. And that was to deal with his sins and the sins of the people, the ways in which they had broken God's commands. So what is this teaching us? What is this a model of? Well, that outer room and the inner room is a picture of earth and heaven. And so what does it mean that there's this big curtain that only the high priest can go through once a year? Can we have the next slide, please? If you were driving along and you saw that sign, what would you do? Do you know? Yes, tell me. You'd stop? That's right. It's a no entry sign. It means that you can't go down that road. You have to find another road to go down. It's a no entry sign. Well, all this is a big no entry sign to show that the way into God's presence is still shut. We can't go in because of sin. And if you're following in the Bibles, it's there in verse 8. The Holy Spirit was showing by this that the way into the most holy place had not yet been disclosed, as long as the first tabernacle, tent, was still standing. And why is that? Well, that's because of our sin, the ways in which we disobey God. And although they offered animal sacrifices and they offered gifts to God, they couldn't deal with the problem of our sin, not really. They couldn't make our conscience clean. Now, our conscience is that part of us that keeps a record, all the right things that we do and all the wrong things that we do. And all those animal sacrifices couldn't wipe away all the wrong things from our conscience. It's just on the outside, not on the inside. So that's what this model, this copy, teaches us. So what happens when Jesus comes? Well, Jesus wasn't a priest in the copy, in the model. Came from the wrong family. He didn't offer animal sacrifices. He went into the real tent. He went from earth into heaven when he ascended into heaven after he died on the cross. And he didn't offer animal sacrifices. He gave himself when he died on the cross. And it's there in verse 14 of our reading, if you're following. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death? So animal sacrifices can't make our conscience clean, but Jesus' death on the cross can make our conscience clean. And although Hebrews doesn't tell us this, you might remember this from the accounts of Jesus' life in the Gospels. When Jesus died on the cross, do you know what happened to the curtain in the temple which replaced the tent? It was torn in two from top to bottom, showing that the way into heaven was open. In the copy on earth, the curtain being open showed that the way into heaven was also open because Jesus died on the cross. How is that possible? Well, Jesus' death is described in verse 15 as a ransom. Do you know what a ransom is? If someone's held captive, someone pays a ransom to set them free. We're held captive by our sin, by the way that we disobey God, and we deserve God's punishment. But Jesus died on the cross and he paid the price that sets us free. And Jesus did this once. He didn't need to keep doing it again and again and again. The high priest had to do it every year. Jesus just did it once. And then he entered into heaven itself for us. So that's why Jesus is the best. He opens the way into the true tent in heaven for us. So what does that mean for us? Well, what is Jesus saying to us this morning? What is he saying to you and me? He's saying, will you trust me to open the way for you into the true tent in heaven so that you can be with God? It says here, man is destined to die once and then face judgment. The fact that there is a judgment is good news, and you might be aware that there are bad things happening in the world at the moment. Russia has invaded Ukraine. There is fighting there. And God is going to judge the world. And unless people turn away from the wrong that they've done, they will face God's judgment. And that is good news. The thing is, we all do bad things. We all break God's law. We all deserve God's judgment. And that's why we need Jesus' death on the cross, to pay the price for our sins. And it says, man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment. This life is the only time that we have to decide whether we're going to trust in Jesus or not. And maybe we know all the wrong things that we've said and we've thought and we've done, the ways in which we've broken God's law. And Jesus' death on the cross can make our consciences completely clean. He can wash us completely clean. But our reading also says, verse 28, Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. So Jesus is coming back, and again, that's good news. For those who, in this life, trust in him to open the way into heaven, he's going to bring about a perfect world, a new creation, free from war, free from pain and suffering and tears and death. And again, that's good news. We might not understand what's going on in the world at the moment, but we do know that God is going to do something about it. He's going to put things right, and he's going to bring a world where all of those things are no more for those who are trusting in Jesus. Let's just have a moment of quiet to think about how we're going to respond to Jesus this morning. So God wants us to understand why Jesus came and why he died on the cross. And so he's given us a model. And he gave that model in the Old Testament in the tent, with the outside room and the inside room and a curtain separating the two. And before Jesus came, that curtain was shut and people couldn't go in. But when Jesus came, he opened the way through the true tent into heaven so that all who trust in him can go there to be with him forever. Let me pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that you want us to understand why your Son came and died, rose again and returned into heaven. We thank you for the model that you've given us in the Bible, in the tent that your people had, so that we can understand that better. We thank you that Jesus died on the cross, and we thank you that his death can cleanse us from all the wrong that we say and think and do. We thank you that by his death he opened the way into the true tent in heaven. And so that by trusting in him we can go there to be with you ourselves. And we pray that you'd give us grace to trust in your Son. We pray that we'd know the comfort that one day he will return and we will be with him forever in a perfect world free from war and suffering and tears and death. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.